Chapter 6, The Marketing Funnel, Outsource List Building and Lead Creation. Now, if you enjoy list building and lead creation, by all means, keep doing it. But for most business people, it's the most tedious aspect of marketing drudgery. There's many ways that new technologies and VAs can take over these tasks and in the process make your business exponentially more profitable. These strategies apply not only to generic businesses looking for more customers to buy their products, but also to specialty and service industries like commercial building contractors and maybe attorneys. They may not need exposure to the general public, but they do need name recognition within a specific industry. I'm sure you've heard of the concept, the marketing funnel. Why are so many people still struggling to make money on the internet? Well, some were oversold on the idea that it's easy. They expected to pick up some software, and it would generate a ton of leads and a ton of money. But to make money, you need to know how to attract traffic. You need a strategy. As with any marketing task, the first thing you need to decide is whether to keep this task or delegate it. You have some options. You could become a marketing expert. You could hire a marketing expert. You could find a business partner who is a marketing expert. Or you could just learn enough about marketing to train an outsourced VA. If you choose to work with a managed facility, your VA will know marketing, but she won't know your business, so you're not completely off the hook. You'll need to provide your VA with information about your business and your client base. Although there are finite ways to create a marketing funnel, the process basically breaks down to three phases. Number one, attract traffic to your site. Number two, convert that traffic to sales. And number three, convert the leads into followers and fans. Here are some of the most important aspects of a marketing funnel, starting with attracting traffic to your site. Now, there's a whole bunch of ways to attract eyes to your website. Pay-per-click ads are a popular method, but how many impressions actually result in sales? If you go with the traditional ad sell format, your click-through rate is probably pretty dismal. In a marketing funnel, we want to think in terms of building relationships, and that building process begins with your ad. Does your ad tell customers what they can buy or what they can have? Ads leading to information, rather than to an immediate request for payment, ultimately result in greater sales. So give tips and usable information to clients as the first step in building a relationship. We talk about opt-in in more detail in the e-commerce section of this program. When you add an opt-in box to your website, your marketing funnel has begun, and so is your relationship with the client. Capturing information about every visitor to your website means you have more than one chance to make a sale and that you haven't lost a customer who leaves your site. If you have every visitor's name and email address, you can continue the relationship, even if the visitor leaves your website without making a purchase. If you have their phone numbers, you can contact them right away. Consider offering incentives for contact information. A free gift for a phone number. Another gift for a home address. That allows you to direct mail them as well. Coupons and discounts are a tried and true way to attract traffic, especially for businesses that offer a service. Of course, you can offer the traditional get 20% off your next service type of deal, but you can also create group-activated coupons. That follows the very successful Groupon model. You can create a coupon that becomes activated only when a specified number of website visitors click like on it. That's a great way to get people to share the coupon with their entire social network. You can also offer discounts to past customers who offer your coupon on their Facebook profiles or other social media pages. But be careful. A friend of mine offered a discount coupon without an expiration date, and the cost of honoring that coupon year after year almost put them out of business. Don't offer your product or service at or below cost unless it generates enough volume to result in profit. If you're not profiting, your site traffic will hurt rather than help you. The upsell. If a visitor to your site purchases one product, let's say an online class for $189, an automated upsell could then offer something else, maybe a set of books to accompany the class for a $79 upsell. And then there's the downsell. If a visitor says no to the online class for $189, an automated downsell might take the form of an exit pop-up that says, We're sorry to see you go, but at this point, how about having just the workbook for a $47 downsell? If your website provides information that can be updated periodically, you can offer access to that continually useful information in the form of a membership. You might offer customers a $99 lifetime membership, or you might promote it as a monthly membership and charge $30 a month. Once you've set up your funnel, you're continuously selling and list building. You can sell that list again and again, and then those prospects become clients who become fans. Then when you sell them other people's offers, they become affiliates, and eventually they become your outside sales force. If you've automated the funnel setup and management, your participation is minimal, and then you're truly living the laptop lifestyle. Joint ventures. Joint ventures are one of the most powerful ways to build your list and affiliate networks. By partnering with others in related or compatible businesses, you can trade lists and pump your marketing out to all of their contacts. This reciprocal arrangement builds the businesses of all affiliates. You've seen all YouTube videos that have gone viral, right? A goat on a trampoline, a cat riding a Roomba. Yeah, it's usually something funny. Maybe useful, controversial, perhaps amazing, and it gets millions of views. Do you ever see one of those videos and think, well, if only the YouTube video I made about my business could get a fraction of those views? Well, unfortunately, business videos don't really go viral, but you can link your business's video to a viral video, and here's how. Look for a video that's gone viral, one you can spoof. For example, my business partner and I recently created a spoof of the Charlie Bit My Finger video. You shoot it, then you attach the same keywords as the original. If you do this, your video will appear on the same page as the original. Some of the viewers of the original will view your spoof, and if you're lucky, your video will go viral as well. Your outsourced VA can put your video on your website, send it out on the video RSS feed to increase your views, then backlink it to your website where the viewer will become a customer. You can also create incentives for your website viewers to view your YouTube video by holding contests. If you offer points for every time someone likes or reposts your video, with the person who owns the most points winning a prize, you're spreading your marketing across many social networks and connecting with people who may not find you otherwise. Posting your contest in gaming rooms is particularly effective because, well, gamers tend to repost. Even if they're not your target audience, they'll help you spread the word. Giving away a sought-after item, like an iPad or a camera, that's an effective way to get people talking about your business and sharing your information with their networks. And there's some great software for conducting contests like these. I personally like Contest Burner. Let's go over the various social media. The social media stats in the Nielsen Advertising Report surprised just a few people. You can go see it at www.nielsen.com if you'd like to read the whole report. According to that, women are more likely to use social media than men. They're more likely than men to have blogs and Facebook profiles. When you're planning your social media marketing, consider that women are 18% more likely than the baseline American to follow a brand on Facebook or other social media sites, while men are 21% less likely. Now, I find this fascinating. It's a known fact that women usually hold the purse strings. Smart marketers are aware of that. When it comes to certain products, they know just who to market to. But the Nielsen report shows not only that this trend translates to digital shopping, but that women are also more likely to be online in the first place. What's that mean for you? Well, it means now more than ever, you need to have a sound social media marketing plan. Not only if your niche is women, but if it includes potential clients of both genders. Developing and executing a plan can be a full-time job. There's no way you could do it by yourself if you're going to run your business effectively. I'd play the outsource card if I were you. We'll talk more about the potential for social media to build your business later, but for now, let's just talk about how it can help with lead generation. This is one of the ways an outsource VA can play an important role. A VA can set up Twitter and Facebook accounts devoted to your business and generate weekly or even daily content. And as we talked about, the give before you receive rule applies. Your tweets and status reports should be informative and aimed at interesting and helping rather than selling to potential clients. Delegating social media is possible, but you need to know your role. You need to be the manager while your VA is the implementer. Your VA can post videos, quotes, pictures, add friends, manage your inbox, set up events, post to groups, and add notes. But be careful about delegating your status updates. Your social network can tell when the content isn't really coming from you, and they'll tune you out if it's too impersonal. One day a week, you should plan your status updates and tweets, and then deliver them to your VA to distribute over the course of the week. I usually pre-write about 50 status updates and tweets for the week, and my VA uses Hootsuite.com to schedule them. It's a good habit to check in on your social media accounts every once in a while and respond to feedback personally. One option, though, is to text your VA throughout the day and let her know what you're up to. Here's an example. At VegaInvestmentSolutions.com, Victor Vega Jr.'s VA helps with his media social marketing. Here's what Victor says. My VA has been phenomenal. She handles all of my social media marketing, my email marketing, and she even takes my inbound phone calls. She's doing an amazing job. My staff loves her. She's easy to work with, and she's a hard worker. I was at a seminar once, and I checked my email. In just a few hours, I had 143 Twitter followers following my emails. Here's another example. Casey Eberhardt. You might know him as the Ideal Networker. He's a trainer who travels the world. He runs his entire business by outsourcing to VAs. Here's what he says. I gotta tell you, before we got involved in outsourcing, some of our scheduling and inbound and outbound calls on our social media, it was all completely disorganized and messy. About 6 months ago, my Twitter account had a couple thousand followers. As of today, I'm at about 20,000. My outsourced VAs are friendly. They're fantastic. They get done what they say they're going to do. I highly, highly recommend using a VA to take care of the tasks you may not be the best at, or you may not like to do at all. Oh, here's an update. At the time of this recording, Casey is now up to 100,000 followers on Twitter. There are highly qualified VAs prepared to manage your social media marketing. How much time would you free up by outsourcing this task? Of course, you can't talk about social marketing without mentioning Facebook. Created by Mark Zuckerberg and a couple college friends, Facebook was launched in 2004 as a social networking site for Harvard University students, and then was opened up to other Ivy League schools and eventually the public. Sit in a public place and listen to conversations for about 10 minutes. I guarantee you'll hear the word Facebook at least twice. Facebook allows you to create your own profile page with information and pictures and link to other people's pages by friending. You can post updates as often as you like about aspects of your life on your own pages and on your friends' pages. You can also connect by clicking a like button to acknowledge a point or express agreement, or you can comment. Now, Facebook is meant to be used for social interaction, although a lot of people also use Facebook for business. Entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizations, and huge corporations use Facebook to garner followers through like pages. People get interested in organizations, and they're able to connect with others of like mind. And the organizations can market their products and services. Facebook has made the world a much smaller place. Members can now have the ability to create and join groups. They can promote events worldwide. People with common interests connect from everywhere on the planet. The Facebook pages that get the most activity are theme pages rather than brand name pages. Although it might be instinctual to name your Facebook page after your business, that'd be a mistake. Facebook users search by theme or topic. They're not searching for you unless you're a recognized brand. So create pages about what your customer is interested in. The name page should contain keywords about your region or topic, not your brand. Let's say you sell, I don't know, picket fences in Des Moines, and your company name is Wilson Brothers. Facebook customers doing a search for a picket fence in Des Moines will find your competitor, Johnson Brothers, because they named their page Des Moines Picket Fences. Again, the give before you receive rule. Sure, your Facebook page will show the name and location of your business, but its primary content shouldn't be about selling product. You might post a video about how to waterproof a wooden deck. Information about various types of wood and how they wear in different climates, or links to forestry sites. By posting helpful, credible information, you're earning client trust, and that will bolster both your reputation and, ultimately, your profits. Twitter, a social networking service, kind of like Facebook, the difference is in the form and frequency of interaction. Twitter profiles are stripped down to the bare minimum. You get a screen name and a profile picture. Tweets are 140-character microblogs that may go out several times a day, whereas on Facebook, updates are much less frequent usually. The 140-character limit allows you to get to the point and convey what's on your mind at the moment. Much like friending on Facebook, you can follow Twitter feeds, receiving updates whenever someone you're following posts. Without the photo albums and personal information, Twitter is a much more impersonal social networking site than Facebook, but its simplicity and ease of use allow people to easily and quickly update feeds. You can use Twitter for business, too, and many do. And since the numbers game pays off here, too, your goal is to get as many followers as possible. Twitter etiquette suggests that when people follow you, you follow back. If you want to increase your followers organically, you or your VA will need to put forth some effort. But once you reach a critical mass, things take off. The hardest thing is to get to 2,000 followers. After that, it gets a whole bunch easier. The first thing you can do to expand your list of followers is to unfollow anyone who isn't following you. Use Twilio, Tweet Spinner, or Tweet Adder to help you identify those squatters. Sign into your account, search under View Non-Mutuals, and then when the list pops up, you'll know exactly who they are, and you can unfollow them. This will help balance your numbers of follows and followers, and that's something Twitter likes. Once you've cleaned up your existing account, search for topics and people in your industry and follow them. The tighter your niche, the higher the quality of your list, and the higher the probability you can monetize Twitter. Use Telly, that was formerly called TwitVid, and TwitPic to share photos and videos on Twitter in combination with frequent tweeting to market your business. LinkedIn, a social networking site characterized by its professional theme. Like Facebook's friends and Twitter's followers, LinkedIn has connections. Your connections are contacts who provide details about their businesses, their credentials, and recommendations from those who have done business with them. LinkedIn is unique in that it retains not only a record of your direct connections, but also of your connections' connections, your second cousins, and your connections' connections' connections, kind of like connections by marriage. The purpose of this professional web is to make it easier for you to make introductions and increase your own direct connections. You don't need to be a business owner to benefit. LinkedIn also allows users to post and apply for jobs. And that goes for those who want to seek outsourcing opportunities and providers. The connections network comes into play here as you find a common link between the job poster and yourself. If you're on the hunt for work, it's not always what you know, but who you know. This goes back to what I said about people wanting to help people. Expand the detail in your profile to 100% and use your connections on LinkedIn to get your foot in the door. LinkedIn is the most powerful way to connect business to business. To get the most out of LinkedIn's list building and lead generating potential, you've got to do more than just set up a profile page and add a few connections. Join and interact with groups. Post articles that lead members back to your website. Find the group that's discussing your business area and join the discussion. But remember the golden rule, give before you receive. Don't sell, contribute. Post content that's relevant and helpful. Then in the course of the discussion, you might then direct other members to your blog, which will of course direct them to your website. Your goal is to add people from all three levels to your list. And this is a job for your outsourced VA. Your VA can message your first-level connections and ask for connections to the second level, and then ask the second level for third-level connections. Through this method, the databases of everybody you connect with through LinkedIn become yours. Then, every so often, give your VA a task, like inviting all of your first-level connections to a promotional event. Here's a power move, LinkedIn top linked list. Okay, let's review how to outsource your social media. First, become familiar with the various platforms like Dig, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, Blogger, Google, YouTube, and so forth. Then choose platforms that will benefit your business. Create your strategy for each platform, such as pre-write status updates weekly. Know your role and your VA's role, then delegate tasks others can do for you. Social media etiquette. Yes, Facebook has its own etiquette. Not everybody exercises courtesy and good manners, but you'll be remembered for it if you don't, so do. Here are a few guidelines. Don't just invite randomly. Be strategic when you invite and accept friends or followers. Send a personalized friend request. Introduce yourself and state why you want to friend the other person if it's someone you don't know. Get involved. Just as in real life, you need to give more than you get. Post helpful comments and links to resources and compliment others authentically. Share personal information, well, within reason, about yourself and be friendly. Don't be a media hound. If you're overly promotional, you'll turn people off. People want to know more about you. It's okay to promote your products and services on occasion, but don't make that your main focus. Sending out an announcement of your special event is fine. Inundating all your friends' mailboxes with frequent promotional messages is not. Write back. When your friends comment on your posts, like the comment or write a few words in response. Let them know you care about what they have to share. Commenting. When you comment on a thread, don't ever, ever, ever try to reel people away and over to your wall or website. That's just rude, okay? Posting etiquette. Don't act on impulse. Yes, emotions can run high. Before you post anything controversial, wait. Then don't. Put yourself in the other guy's shoes. Think about how your communication will be viewed if read out of context, perhaps by your child or an attorney or the IRS. Oh yeah, they're also on Facebook, along with your clients, your prospects, and other people you may not want listening to what you have to say. Phone a friend. If you're not sure about something you want to post, ask for the feedback of someone you trust before you send it. Friends can be more objective, point out anything edgy or offensive, passive-aggressive, and so forth. You may not be aware of how your communication will sound to others. Resist and desist. It may be tempting to respond to or initiate inappropriate or off-color communication, but resist. Put your thoughts and feelings down on paper and respond privately. Also, post nothing about politics, nothing about religion. If you post that kind of communication, and if you're currently posting that kind of communication, stop it. Here come the judge. If you're tempted to vent on Facebook or Twitter, be aware things can get out of hand. Defamation of character, slander, malicious intent can be viewed unfavorably by a judge in a court of law, and it may cause you problems. Communication with real-life friends has more flexible boundaries. However, if your clients will see your posts, you may be better off leaving personal or emotionally charged content to private messaging. Oh, here's a novel idea. Pick up the phone. Meetup.com. Now, Meetup.com is an easy and affordable way to list build. For about $75 a year, you can start and run a meeting on the topic of your choice. As organizer, you can set criteria for your members and schedule meetings at locations and times convenient to you. Again, you're going to have to give before you receive by offering information to group members. Groups that are thinly veiled sales ploys die quickly. Members become part of your list and can lead to affiliates and customers. Your VA can help you plan meetings by finding books, articles, or other content for discussion and sharing. Networking events. What to do with all of those business cards you collect at networking events? If you have a scanner and an outsourced VA, those cards can be a lead-generating gold mine. We attend events to meet new people and to gain knowledge, right? Well, if you're like some people I know, you come home with a pocket full of business cards and you put them on your desk and then in a box or wherever. The point is, that's where they end up. Your intentions are good, but a month or so later, when you may not even remember some of the people you met or why you'd like to get to know them, you toss the cards. But you might as well burn some money while you're at it. Well, here's what I do. After every seminar, meeting, training, convention, or other networking event where I've collected a pocket full of business cards, the first thing I do is scan them 8 at a time. I send them to my VA, and she takes it from there, putting all of the contact information on a spreadsheet and using Infusionsoft to generate an email right away. Those individuals immediately become part of my list, but they don't remain just names. My VA helps me turn them into real, active contacts by corresponding with them. She sets up an appointment, and I take over. One thing your VA can do to turn your business cards into connections is to send "It was nice to meet you" greeting cards with a video or other media or an invitation to join your social network. Become a Facebook friend, a Twitter follower, or website visitor. After these initial efforts, you'll strike up email exchanges with several contacts, meet others for coffee, and some may even become affiliates or customers. You'd be surprised at what a little outreach effort can do. Would you have the time or desire to reach out and follow up with the holder of every business card on your own? Well, probably not. But with the help of a virtual assistant, it's easy. Up next, Chapter 7, Outsourced Website Creation and Maintenance.